Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Professor Yusan Han on June 24, 1981, by Sue Ellen Chen. And this is the eighth tape.
That's his philosophy, Neo-Confucianism, Xin Kong's思想, that's his book.
That's Li Huang.
No, Zhang Jiao的哥哥，他的名字是张家顺，张东升，不是，那又是个张家顺生。Carson Zhang, a 德国留学生.
I see. So,
he's a philosopher. He's the 民主国家民主党. Not the Nazi, but it's a national
Democratic Party. So all in all, the Chinese people in America, they more or less supporting the government when in China when they needed the help, especially during the war.
During the war, yes, there was more united than any other time. But after the war, and especially after the mainland was taken over, then they began to split. You see, pro-nationalist, pro-communist, and also regarding Formosa, there's the Taidu, the independence of Formosa.
So still, the politics still there, and but probably fewer people get involved in the politics nowadays, especially not American-born Chinese.
That's
would
right.
Would you say? Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Only some Americans, when they marry the Chinese, like the one whose husband was in prison.
Okay. Were the Chinese in Los Angeles affected by the Depression, although you were not here?
I wasn't here.
During the Depression, but did you hear
Well, somewhat affected, you see. Fortunately, I left 1929, in July. I had been appointed to teach in Boston University, but when the Depression came, all foreign elements closed. Even UCLA, when Pearl Harbor came, I had been appointed in December. And then for the next semester, the president says all these
foreign
elements, two men were cut off just for a week or two. Dr. Paul Friedlander from Germany, Yusan Han from China. And then the Friedlander was supported by the Jewish group. He was Hebrew, so he was ousted from Germany. He had high position there. He was good scholar, good friend of ours. Me had no outside support, but when Pearl Harbor came, and also during that time, the army wanted to train top sergeants about China. So we had the so-called ASTP, Army Specialized Training Program. So I was assigned to teach that as well as the courses. So the school earned money by the contract with the army for me to teach Far Eastern politics and geography.
I see. So you stayed.
So I stayed.
and so somehow,
so
the
depression, that's one. And then Mrs. Han had small insurance policy. I said we need the American exchange to do things here. Over there, they pay you very little interest, nothing. So we surrendered that. It took a long time because there was declared moratorium of banking and a lot of things, financial transactions. So we know, we knew at that time the thing was very hard.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So later, many people have gone through that. Even when we came back, 1938, the Depression wasn't quite over yet.
Mm-hmm.
Things were still hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I found it difficult. They refer to that. The Depression is just turned around from the corner of that.
Mm-hmm.
So give us another year.
I see. Uh-huh.
So often that was the
it
reaction.
It was affected by the
yes,
situation.
Especially the Chicago University made that remark.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider Chinese to have done better or worse than the general population of Los Angeles?
I'll say as a whole,
uh-huh.
Better.
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 Uh-huh.
Especially the last 5 or 10 years, they have done better. If you take Monterey Park, you will.
Oh, okay, yes. Uh-huh. How about during the war years or before War II at that time compared
no.
to other people?
No, I think Chinese still behind the business people
mm-hmm.
and school people, not many. Now you find plenty of Chinese teachers in high schools, elementary schools, principals, but at that time, no.
No, uh-huh. It's rather difficult at that time.
Oh yes,
for
very
most
difficult.
Of the Chinese.
Yes.
And well, of course, you mentioned some instance of discrimination against Chinese, and all in all, do you feel there was tension or hostility toward Chinese everywhere in Southern California? Or
no, I don't feel that way.
Because you have very close friends, I mean, of American
not
friends.
Not that, I didn't sense any of such opposition. Maybe rare cases
like
today in Monterey Park, I sensed and I heard the white elements resent the Chinese domination in the economics
mm-hmm.
in that area. The acquisition, especially people from Hong Kong, from Formosa, they had tremendous economic strengths. You see, next door to Professor John Galbraith
mm-hmm.
from Taipei.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought the house, including the repair, $1 million. And I almost want to write to Jiang Jingguo, say, one of the best ways you can keep money in Formosa circulation, stop all these multimillionaires drain Formosa taking the money out. You see, the Four Rivers, they have apartment houses and more.
But there's no way to stop
way.
Them.
No, you can't do it.
No, yeah. So have you ever compared Chinese with Jewish people in the way of doing business? Or have you ever heard people
yes,
making...
Yes, I think we dealt with this briefly. I think the Chinese are like the Jewish people. They are quite in similarity, especially Chinese abroad. They had to be associated among themselves
mm-hmm.
and help one another to get the business, get the thing done. So that's the Jewish people throughout the world,
mm-hmm.
just like the Parsis from India.
Mm-hmm.
They are the Jews of India.
Mm-hmm.
And my recent contact with the two or three families, I could see.
Uh-huh.
And theirs, they are worse than the Jews. They cannot marry outside of Parsis. The Jews, certain ways, I don't know exactly. A man can still search a woman and so on. There's a difference, but with the Parsis, absolutely no.
But in doing business, Jewish people and Chinese people are alike or different?
Yes, they are alike. quite
yeah.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And also there, I would say as a whole, the brain power of the Jewish people and the Chinese people are on a par.
Uh-huh.
And they aim on medicine, law, technology, highest. They are willing to put everything, every cent of the family for that particular member to succeed.
Is there any reason for that? They choosing a special occupation like that? Or why not choosing the humanities and social sciences?
No, it's partly is the demand, and partly is the tradition. You see, the Jewish people, law, medicine, motion pictures, garments, a number of industries they control. And even the savings and loans are practically the Jewish control.
In Chinese, feel the same way?
Chinese now, the Chinese banks are,
mm-hmm.
and Japanese the same, the Japanese number of the banks. Japanese control.
Right.
And that's a danger in the future here. All the oil countries from Middle East, they are really had the means to buy, to do.
Mm-hmm.
You see, every day you see the paper says, oh, the land acquisition, foreigners get 35%
mm-hmm.
of the acquisition.
Oh.
So that's the future is not too bright on the question of real international harmony
mm-hmm.
in business, in banking, in all of this.
Yeah.
Once they control it, laws have been made or challenged. You have to have minorities, you have to have such.
Mm-hmm.
And like the Sumitomo Bank, I had a small number of stocks. You must have an American as such.
Mm-hmm.
So that's America is going to make more and more, like the Reagan administration would be more or less liberal than
uh-huh.
the Democratic group.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, well, now we probably can go into some of the questions on the cultural attitudes among the Chinese Americans in the United States. First, I will probably ask, where did the most Chinese men meet their wives? Did they go back to China to find a wife, or they just
well,
find
this, I really,
in the old days, I
really, my knowledge is quite limited
mm-hmm.
because from 1930s or 29,
mm-hmm.
From 1926, I came to the country. On the boat, I met Chinese. On the way back, met Chinese. In Europe, they could more easily get a Western or native wife. But here in America, the racial prejudice is deeper due to the colored question. So it's not as easy. Many, they went back to get their wives. You see, in the old days, they could not go beyond how many months to be on back to China, and then they had to return. And also to return with your wife is not as today when an American citizen, whether Chinese or any racial group, can in good time bring the wife in. Yeah. But the old days, no.
Uh-huh. So among your friends, most of them had wife in China when they came in here, or they found their, they
yes,
got married?
Yes, they had been married, most of them.
Most of your friends?
Yeah, you see,
and,
the Kwangs, the Nis, the Zhous, and so a number had
uh-huh.
been married. You see, their age was married their college days. That's already modern, not fixed by parents.
I see. How about the people thinking about the interracial marriage among the Chinese American here?
Today, I don't think there's any conspicuous feeling shown. When the 1930s, even 40s, perhaps my habit, my way of life, they think I married an American and my ways were different.
Mm-hmm. But how do other people feel about that? Because I know it's
unusual. I'm thinking of other people, the Chinese colleagues or friends. And I think among the wives of Chinese wives, they are closer. And I don't think they invited her. Maybe once or twice they did indicate they will welcome her. That's only recent years to the Chinese women's group. Before, earlier, no.
I see.
Never.
So it's sort of a hard for the Chinese to accept the idea of intermarriage.
Well, I don't think they are as, use the word, the strong word, bigoted as the lower class white people. They are definitely anti-intermarriage. I have felt that with a general contact.
You mean like
not the faculty.
I see.
But even faculty, I think one or two look at you in a different...
Right. I think it has
changed
from year to year.
Now it's the opposite. You have a colored wife, a Chinese wife, a Japanese wife, or a Chicano wife, and you are outstanding. Once a large lawyers group reception, and I saw the dresses and the faces of different racial groups. I talked with some people. I said, I feel I'm out of a fish out of a water. I said, I can't understand what you mean. My wife didn't go, you see, and I went alone. And met some people, and one noted lawyer, Belli, B-E-L-I, San Francisco. He defended somebody, I forgot it. And our student, UCLA student, had a big law office on Wilshire something. And there was a big reception.
Gathering.
Yeah, I sent a big flower baskets. A basket of flowers, and met all these Hollywood group mostly.
So it's becoming very, very
very, very fashionable.
Fashionable, yeah. Were most American-born Chinese just as eager to have son than daughter as their parents?
Yeah, that's the same as the Jewish people. I don't know the Japanese met them enough. I suppose they sense that too. They have that tradition. But the Chinese and the Jews are definitely continue to have that feeling.
I see. So how about the Chinese parents feel about sending their children to the Chinese school, Chinese language school?
Today they began to sense the necessity, like the Dr. and Mrs. Shaw of Alhambra and some others, they sent their children, but still it doesn't help much. They sent their children, 14 of them are going to Formosa this summer for 4 weeks, get credit, 2.5 weeks of language, and the other observation, travel. Museums and so on. It's too late. When they were young children, they should be made to at least speak their dialect.
Uh-huh.
You see, the Xiao's, they couldn't quite command the Cantonese
uh-huh.
fluently.
Uh-huh.
And the granddaughter of Mu Ling restaurant and couldn't speak Chinese,
uh-huh.
couldn't read Chinese.
Uh-huh.
That's
so really you feel it is important to have the children
yes.
to start
yes,
when they are young?
This Albert Kwong and I, we spoke to the Chinese intercollegiate meetings.
Uh-huh.
I mentioned that before.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We urged they must not forget the Chinese language.
Mm-hmm.
Their children must study Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
You can operate two continents.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't, you'll be so embarrassed.
Yes.
No matter what you say, how you paint your face,
right,
they say,
right.
you're still Chinese.
Right. So how about the Chinese, the most of the Chinese hope to ultimately return to China, especially before World War II, and how many of them actually did so?
No, I think we touched this question briefly.
Uh-huh.
Many, they want to stay, remain here, but legally they couldn't do it, so they were forced to leave, most of the cases. So after the Second World War, the situation is different. And especially after the mainland became communistically controlled, they didn't have to go back.
Right.
They could claim political asylum,
uh-huh.
and they could remain.
Uh-huh.
So as a whole, those from the mainland today, I know a dozen of them, not one wants to go back.
Uh-huh.
In fact, all of them just begging me this way, that way, try to maneuver to have them stay.
Stay. So yeah. You would say that most of the Chinese actually appreciate the life here and
yes.
really like to stay here.
To stay.
If they can.
Yes.
But in the old days, just because of the difficult...
Yeah, the difficult, on one hand, yes, on the other hand, it's not. Depends what your life program. One young man in New York from Shanghai, his visitor's visa,
uh-huh.
he immediately went to work.
Uh-huh.
And he boasted to friends in Shanghai. And the Shanghai told the girl who stayed here,
mm-hmm.
you get out of Dr. Hans, he didn't want you to work right away because you may be deported.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you go outside so you can meet American citizen, white or Chinese, then get married, then you will stay, then we all can visit you. But this man in New York, he worked, and alien registration before January 31st,
yes.
he didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
He didn't report he was working.
Mm-hmm.
He just became a so-called Heiren, black
uh-huh.
person.
Uh-huh.
And this Mei had gone to New York to see him.
Oh. Well, I hope it is all for good.
I don't know.
Yeah. How did you feel about or think about the way Chinese were portrayed in the American movies?
Well, it's improving.
Uh-huh.
Improving a great deal. They are still bickering over the past, Fu Manchu,
mm-hmm.
and so on. And also, I think they should have a Chinese to act as a Chinese character in the movie or in any capacity,
mm-hmm.
instead of a Russian or a Japanese or an American. Doctored it up.
Uh-huh.
So that's one. I think the situation is greatly improved.
Uh-huh. So the most of the Chinese were not happy in the old days when they saw these
no.
movies?
The first movie I saw in Boston, Shanghai, is depicting China just terrific. So I wrote to the embassy and they said, well, it's useless to write any protest.
Hmm.
So.
So you did try to protest?
Yes, all protest.
Yeah. How about the other Chinese friends of yours? Do they also feel the same way?
Oh yes, at that time. I mean, many of the shows a little short and depicting the Chinese, the Chinese town war among the Cantonese different groups.
Uh-huh.
They depicted that.
And the queues.
Pigtail and all the negative aspect. And also the movie had influenced American public quite a bit, and also American ignorance. Yesterday I was thinking the first thing I will talk with you about is when we first came, 1938, in August, I think it must be in September, I was asked to speak to the American University women. So I got on the platform and the chairman and others helped to put in front of the rostrum from which I spoke, right in front, a Shinto shrine. A Shinto shrine.
Uh-huh.
I just about to say, Madam Chairman, then I turned around, I said, Madam Chairman, I can't speak with that in front of there.
Uh-huh.
So they put it on the side. They didn't know the difference.
Right.
They thought, well, that's Oriental.
Right.
You know, this archway.
Right. Uh-huh.
Well, I thought, well, one of these days I'll pull out my diary of 1938 and 40, 41, 42, 43, 44.
Mm-hmm.
And also I had all the clippings, just as I do today. Every day, the clippings relating to China, I put it on the back.
Oh.
I have these, I have almost 40 years of diaries.
I think one more final question.
Okay.
Did you ever hear anyone say they were embarrassed to be Chinese?
No, no.
Most of the...
All
the Chinese are pretty proud of themselves.
They are proud of being Chinese. If anything, they will remark, oh, they don't know, they're ignorant, and they are prejudiced. So it's, that's quite true.
So Chinese mainly really just tolerate all these misunderstanding or ignorance of the American politics and not really sort of fight back or...
No, very little fighting back.
Uh-huh.
Mostly just brushed aside, say they are ignorant and they are uneducated. So even when Mrs. Han was about to come to China, we get married, she spoke to her father, and he will suffer because her daughter will marry a Chinese. Then the father consoled her by saying, I'd rather see you marry an Oriental gentleman than a Caucasian ass. So she said, you just rest assured, you with my blessing. Whatever people say to me, I will fight it back. I tell them your ignorance, you are non-Christian, and so on.
Did you have chance to meet your in-laws?
Oh yes, oh yes. Meet her parents. When I first arrived as their guest for 2 weeks.
Oh, I see.
And I
yes.
spoke for his, he was a Methodist minister. Main church in a city has two or three little country chapels.
I see.
So I spoke in all of that. And also the first one was a large First Methodist Church, Boise, Idaho. Therefore I first came in. You see, Senator Boris, campaign manager, roamed, so I stayed there. Then I spoke to the in the church. That must be about 700 or 800 people, balconies and all full. And so my command, I would say English, reasonably I prepared, and things I know best.
You must be a very good student when you were in China in terms of
well,
English.
Well, a number of years with Edna as friends, we see each other every day and hours, and so it's all in English. And also in...
But of course, after you got married, sometimes you speaking
more
Chinese,
yeah.
More Chinese.
Often, more than before. And also in my high school days, I pay special pains, I take special pains to learn new vocabulary and sentences, and also the formation of the characters, the background, like anthropology, anthropos, logos, how it came about, democracy, demos, people, crusade means control, people controls, people rules.
Although you have it in Latin also.
That's Greek.
Listen,
Greek.
Greek,
Greek.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Then French, backward to Latin. Latin origin.
I see. Well, just for curiosity.
Yes.
Why Mrs. Han went to China?
Well, she from childhood she heard about China, and or to do missionary work. You see, her father was a Methodist minister. Then her father encouraged her. From high school days, well, prepare, serve people other than at home. So 1919, a year after the war, there was the Methodist has expansion program. So they want the, they don't want missionary, they want the contract teachers, 3 years. So she signed up.